Islamic finance assets stood at $2 trillion in 2015, and according to a Thomson Reuters report, it is estimated to grow 73% to $3.5 trillion by 2021. It adds Malaysia has the best developed ecosystem for Islamic finance. This week on the InvestSmart series, brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia, we talk to Ramli Kamsari, CEO of Nomura Islamic Asset Management, to find out what this investment option is all about.
Sharia-compliant assets are investments that are done in accordance with the values of Islam. Sharia-compliant investments are now inclined towards meeting the ethical standards or requirement for certain investors, and also in terms of coming up with equitable standards for companies that have certain ethical or prudential standards. You know, Sharia-compliant investments are now not limited to just the Muslim investors. We have non-Muslim investors attracted by the ethical standards that a Sharia-compliant assets may be able to provide.
So what makes an asset Sharia-compliant? Ramli explains.
One of the basic precepts would be in terms of the underlying values of Islam itself, that any particular investment should entail an element of social justice, fairness and transparency, and also risk sharing between all the parties involved. Also, the activities itself should not be involving certain non-permissible activities and therefore would have to preclude gambling, any involvement in pork-related businesses, ditto for alcohol and alcohol products. And also, there mustn't be an element of speculation in those activities.
For all investors, a main determining factor before deciding where to put their money is how much they will finally earn. How do Sharia assets stack up?
For any kind of investors, the return or yield has to be the first factor for their uppermost consideration. It's always about Sharia being able to provide competitive return, if not better, for such investors, including those who are Sharia agnostic. In short, for certain periods of time and duration, Sharia investments are able to provide you with competitive, if not better, return profile compared to the conventional ones.
What about risks? Where do Sharia investments stand?
The latent risk would be to ensure that those particular investments are in full accordance and compliance with Sharia governance or standards. A breach of such standards would then tantamount to a breach of the whole portfolio, and that will require certain remedial actions, including by way of cleansing or purification of the portfolio. Apart from that, really there's no significant difference in respect of the risk attached to a Sharia investments compared to a conventional one.
Sharia-compliant investment products are widely available in Malaysia, with access to them similar to how you would invest in conventional products. This helps in spreading your funds across a wider array of asset classes.
More and more participants try to have a Sharia variant to the conventional ones to then be able to give that diversification opportunity for investors. By and large, though, I think the important objective of coming up with a Sharia equivalent is not just to copy or mirror the conventional ones. It's also to include some salient features within the Sharia standards that allow investors to achieve their diversification objective.
And what about regulations? How are these Sharia compliant products regulated in Malaysia?
We have now become a market leader, and a pioneering standards have developed very well compared to the other markets. And these are kudos to the regulators, Bank Negara and SC, in terms of really promoting awareness in the Sharia agenda. There has been a lot of initiatives conducted by the regulators as well as other stakeholders to increase education, awareness, as well as financial literacy. And with the implementation of the Islamic Fund and Wealth Management Blueprint by SC, I see a very good trajectory growth in that particular area.
In Malaysia, we are fortunate to have a wide variety of Sharia-compliant investment products, plus a world-renowned regulated investment landscape. This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.